Recognizing that the schools are separately governed and not part of your jurisdiction, what do you think about the city's connection to the schools, its relationship to the schools? Can it help the schools in some way, even though it's not part of that same governance structure?
Right. Well, the city used to supply the schools with police as they needed it. And I think that the city and the schools should work together, because the schools are short on funding. And there's kind of, you know, I'm on the library board, and so there's the same outreach that the library is doing to work with the schools, because the schools are short on funding. So if the school system should ask the city for something, I think that we should consider it seriously.
I think one area of successful collaboration has been in transportation, where our buses have helped out in transporting students, and that's a great partnership. Of course, the AAATA isn't technically the city, but it's something that the city has helped collaborate on. There are, you know, in terms of tax base, every resident that comes here pays part of our school millage. The downtown itself, not a lot of kids from living in the downtown, you know, live in the downtown, but all the downtown residents indirectly pay school taxes, which goes to our school systems. And I think, you know, when folks move in and families move here, some of the schools are desperate for kids, and they're suffering without them. So I think when we see new families coming into the neighborhood, it's a net positive for our schools.
Thank you.